Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Remya Nair. I'm a senior associate editor with the Print, tracking economy and business. Today, we will talk about the concerns expressed by the Monetary Policy Committee headed by the Reserve Bank of India Governor over high taxes on fuel. The Monetary Policy Committee on Friday asked the Narendra Modi government and the state governments to work in a coordinated manner to bring down taxes on petroleum products. While asking for a reduction in the fuel prices, the Monetary Policy Committee flagged upside pressures to inflation. The rising trajectory of international commodity prices, especially of crude, together with logistics costs, pose upside risks to the inflation outlook. Excise duties, cess, and taxes imposed by the center and states needs to be adjusted in a coordinated manner to contain input cost pressures emanating from petrol and diesel prices, the MPC said in a statement. The statement comes at a time when prices of petrol in some states have crossed rupees 100 per liter due to a rise in international crude prices coupled with high taxes imposed by the central and state governments. Taxes constitute 58% of the retail selling price of petrol and around 52% of the retail selling price of diesel at present. This means that if the price of petrol is rupees 100 per liter, taxes levied by the Modi government and state governments together account for rupees 58 of that rupees 100. While the union government levies excise duty and cess on fuel, states levy value-added tax. Both sides have been reluctant to slash rates even amid rising international prices as these taxes are a major source of revenue. Over the last few months, both sides have passed the buck over fuel tax reduction and resisted moving first to cut taxes on fuel. With the pandemic-induced lockdown adversely impacting the economy, tax collections are expected to slow down going forward, impacting finances of both the state government and the Modi government. States are also reluctant to bring petroleum products under the goods and services tax, fearing loss of autonomy over one of the last remaining major sources of revenue. Acknowledging that tax cuts may not be forthcoming anytime soon, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, while reiterating the need for coordinated action, said the union government and the state governments have their own constraints with regard to financing of their fiscal deficit. He, however, expressed confidence about the union government monitoring and keeping a close watch on the inflation scenario. Economists point out that a tax cut on fuel will help in both bringing down inflation as well as supporting growth, as fuel demand is expected to increase in the coming months once lockdowns are lifted and economic activity gains pace. International fuel prices have been edging up over the last few weeks, hovering at around $71 to $72 per barrel at present. While keeping key policy rates unchanged, the Monetary Policy Committee has forecast that the full-year inflation will be at 5.1%. This is marginally higher than the 5% it had forecast in its previous policy. However, despite the fact that inflation is closer to the upper inflation targeting range of 6%, the committee also agreed to continue with an accommodative stance to revive growth. The rapid spread of COVID-19 infection in rural areas poses risks to growth, Das said, while lowering India's growth forecast for 2021-22 by 1 percentage point to 9.5% from 10.5%. Das said that though both urban and rural demand have declined over the last 2 months, the impact has been limited. The sudden rise in COVID-19 infections and fatalities has impaired the nascent recovery that was underway but has not snuffed it out. The impulses of growth are still alive. Aggregate supply conditions have shown resilience in the face of the second wave. We will continue to think and act out of the box, planning for the worst and hoping for the best, he said. Das also said that the second wave of COVID-19 has seen unexpectedly higher rates of morbidity and mortality relative to the first wave, and the breakout of the highly transmissible mutant strains across both urban and rural areas has led to fresh restrictions on activity being imposed across a large swath of the country. But unlike the first wave, the impact on economic activity is expected to be relatively contained in the second wave, with restrictions on mobility being regionalized and nuanced, he said. Clearly, the RBI is confident about an economic recovery but worried about inflation. However, given the fiscal constraints facing both the Modi government and the state governments, it remains to be seen whether there will be any move to cut taxes by the union government or states. The inflation concerns any further levy of taxes on petroleum products can be ruled out for now, keeping in mind the rising international prices. Thanks for listening. We will be back Monday with another analysis of the most important story of the day.